Magno.
Hello, everybody. It is the Thread Lads Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Justin Dorsey. And with me, as always, is my buddy, my partner, my pal, Kevin O'Connor. How are you doing this week, Kevin?
Doing well.
That is fantastic to hear. Everybody, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever podcasts are distributed, Google Play, stuff like that. We really appreciate the support and everything that we've been getting out there. A lot. Also, yeah, at Thread Lads on Instagram, at Lads Thread on Thread. Your dogs are constantly over me. We shouldn't have eaten these fries before. They're all sniffing on me. They just smell like food goodness and everything.
Well, Nismo loves you, like weirdly loves
you. She does love me. We have a love connection. That's true. But Jasper is being awful, awful friendly, sniffing up in my crotch right now.
Didn't bark though.
Did not bark today. Kevin decided after 5 years.
Five years? No.
6 years?
Eight.
8 years? Jasper's 8 years old?
Jasper's nine.
9 years old.
I got
old.
Him when he was almost one.
Oh my God.
When he came into my life.
Oh yeah, so 9 years old.
Jasper spent his entire...
Now Kevin decides to try to train him to stop barking.
First of all, it's impossible to train a Sheltie to stop barking. Second of all, listen, we have a bond, right? Jasper's been with me my entire 20s.
We've shared our 20s together. Yeah. That's a beautiful thing, though. Jasper's awesome. I didn't realize Jasper was so old, though.
Yeah, he's old.
56 in dog years?
I guess so. No.
What is dog years? How
Nine
does that
times
work?
Seven.
63. Oh, 63.
Yeah.
Damn.
They say, I think it's different though. Smaller dogs live longer. So like Nismo's years are more than 7 years, whereas Jasper's are less actually.
Okay.
Apparently. That's what my vet said.
Interesting.
And it's it goes up and down. Like the first year of a dog's life is actually like, it changes. I forget. Who knows? It's a bro science.
It's a what science?
It's bro science.
Bro science, yeah, totally. But you know what today is? I always just happen to see like what national day it is.
Today is also
because
a day.
Of Twitter. It always just trends on Twitter, no matter what. But today is National Pie Day.
Oh, what?
And I know a lot of people get confused because there's Pie Day 314, but that's Pi Day. Yeah. A lot of people get that confused, but no, today is a day specifically meant for the dessert pie.
Yes.
And or not necessarily dessert, because you also have your savory pies.
Yeah.
Which get often too overlooked.
The Thread Lads are a fan of savory pies.
I've said this many times probably on this podcast, and I will reiterate again that pie is significantly better than cake.
It's I agree.
Fantastic dessert. It's super versatile. You can do a lot of different things with it. Comes in all different flavors and
it's
shapes for anybody. It's so great. It's fantastic. Who doesn't like a good pie? From your apple pie to your sweet potato pie to your pumpkin pies to your chicken pot pie. It's all fantastic. So I actually in like support of the day or whatever, I got some lesser known pies that are a little bit off the beaten path. Like everybody knows, yeah, cherry pie and your standard pies, and even some of like the different types of meat pies, like your shepherd's pie, or mincemeat pie, steak and mushroom pie, or something like that. Steak and liver pie, and stuff like that. But I found three different pies that people might not have heard of and might be interested in. I don't know. Everybody's got different tastes. But I saw these, and this was a little bit outside the box. Did not know these were things. So the first one is pork pie, which I think I've heard of.
Yeah, you've definitely heard
it's
of pork
like
pie.
English pork pie.
They mention it in Game of Thrones a lot.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Pork pies. The one fat kid loves pork pies. It's a traditional British meat pie, usually served cold, which I did not know of.
I did not know that.
It consists of a filling of roughly chopped pork and pork fat, surrounded by a layer of jellied pork stock and a hot water crust pastry. It's normally eaten with like a snack or salad. Did not know it was a cold pie.
No idea.
And I don't know how I feel about cold meat pies.
Yeah, when I think I don't know.
I don't think I'm a big fan. It's a big thing in London or England or the UK.
I would say the only cold savory pie I enjoy, which I guess this is technically pie, is quiche. I like cold quiche.
Mm. Quiche is usually served warm, I thought.
It is, but if I have leftover quiche the next day, I enjoy it cold.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm hit or miss on quiche. Some quiche I've had is really good, and some quiche I've had is terrible.
What terrible quiche did you have?
I had several quiches. I've
never had a bad quiche.
I don't know.
Unless it was homemade and someone really messed it up or something. I love me some quiche.
Yeah, I mean,
who's got great quiche?
No.
Whole Foods.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I did not know that. I would not have thought to get quiche. I don't ever think to get quiche anywhere.
Well, because Whole Foods has the hot bar, and I treat myself sometimes on the weekends.
Oh yeah.
Is that the Whole Foods by us has a Starbucks next to it, so I get myself some Starbucks and some Whole Foods hot breakfast hot bar.
It's just a whole day for Kevin.
Oh my god.
Kevin's little day right there.
If you want to really start your day off.
What else do you get in the hot bar?
It depends. It rotates. So sometimes I'll get some sausage gravy. Sometimes I'll just grab some meat, and I'll go home and make a breakfast sandwich. Because I can make eggs. I don't really get eggs out too much because I can make eggs better than anybody on earth. So I usually...
Really?
I've had
your eggs before.
In my opinion.
They're good.
Oh yeah, thank you.
But I mean, that's specifically scrambled.
Oh, well, I can make all types of eggs.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Oh, now that we got the air fryer, I bet there's some air fried eggs I could make.
I don't know.
I think I could.
About air fried eggs.
You could buy
eggs.
Some sort of dish and make a McDonald's, that weird egg patty that they make.
Oh, well, they just use a circular thing that they put on.
Oh, yeah, like a mold.
I'm going to
do that.
It's
I'm going to try that.
Having egg in a basket. Have you ever had that?
First of all, yes. I love
or fox in a hole.
Fox in a hole. I think you were the first person I ever heard call it a fox in the hole.
Yeah, it's so good. I haven't actually made one of those in a while.
Me either. I wouldn't mind that.
It's a solid, solid breakfast treat.
That's, to me, a wintery type food. It's cold outside, and I like... speaking of which, it's been cold.
It's been freezing. Today was in the 40s.
It felt like a summer day.
It felt like a spring freaking day. Compared to, we were down in the single digits. That was some miserable stuff. I don't mess around with weather like that.
I know it's super cold when Jasper the Sheltie, my dog, doesn't want to be outside because he loves the cold with that thick
jacket. Yeah, he's made for the cold,
but he did not want to be outside.
That's ridiculous. But so getting back to the pie list.
Oh yeah.
The second pie on this list of ridiculous pies on National Pie Day, the Stargazy pie.
Oh, what's that?
Stargazy pie is a Cornish dish made of baked sardines along with eggs and potatoes, covered with a pastry crust. And although there are a few variations with different fish being used and stuff, the unique feature of the Stargazy pie is always fish heads protruding through the crust so that they appear to be gazing skyward.
Oh my gosh.
And I saw pictures of this. Anybody go out there and Google. It's the most ridiculous looking pie. And I don't know why this ever became a thing. It looks freakish and terrifying.
Are those decorative fish... those pieces, or do you eat those too?
I don't think you eat the fish parts, because it's literally the full fish head with the eyes and the mouth and everything.
I'm out on that.
There's not even a lot of meat in that.
It could be good though. I'm sure it tastes good when you're not having that part,
right? Maybe. The other part, maybe. Yeah. And the third pie on this list is flipper pie, which is a traditional Eastern Canadian meat pie made from harp seal flippers.
Harp seal? Oh, they've used
seal flippers.
I don't know how I feel about this.
And it's similar to a pot pie in that the seal flippers are cooked with the vegetables and thick sauce.
I'm a fan of thick sauce.
Covered in pastries. I just like the name of it, flipper pie.
I don't know how I feel about the seal flippers. I guess you're using every part of the seal. Although, are seals good on the population?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, seals are fine.
So, yeah, whatever. You don't.
I think there's tons of seals. And I think, I mean, in that part, we're talking, the Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, area. I mean.
Oh, okay.
They gotta survive off of, I don't know what other, sources of meat, protein they have up there. But that's some three weird pies on this National Pie Day. And everybody, go out and get some pie. It's fantastic. Dessert pie with a little Oreo crust. Graham cracker crust, fantastic. But yeah, so that's that.
What is your favorite pie?
What is my favorite pie?
Sweet pie.
Oh man, that's really kind of hard. It's like picking my favorite child or like my favorite episode of the OC. There's so many. I don't know where to even start. I mean, like, I love a good apple pie a la mode. It's always good when it's warmed up with that melty vanilla ice cream. Oh, and yeah. You just, everything gets mixed up, and that's just delightful. On a hot summer's day, a nice key lime pie with a little whipped cream. Super refreshing.
Okay.
Super refreshing. Fantastic.
Not a huge fan of the key lime pie, but I respect your seasonal pie choices, because I agree. There's a time and usually a good season for pie.
I'm not going to eat sweet potato pie in June.
Yeah, I don't do that either. Yeah.
But around Thanksgiving, damn sure.
I always save the sweet potato and pumpkin pies for Christmas/Thanksgiving time.
Right,
like
right.
December.
November, apple December. Pie is kind of like a year-round pie somehow.
Yeah, it's a generic, you know, it's a general.
Even though like apples are just like fall things.
I would say
we had that shit like on 4th of July or something. Yeah. Blueberry pie is good.
Blueberry, cherry, and apple, I would say, are like any season.
Yeah.
Maybe more summerish, maybe.
Right. Honestly, one of my favorite desserts isn't even a pie, but it's kind of a pie. Peach cobbler.
Oh yeah.
It's so good.
It's in the pie family.
Peach cobbler. Oh my god. There's nothing better than warm peach cobbler with a little ice cream. Sweat.
Oh my gosh.
But you were talking about, so we did our top 10 lists of dragons.
Oh yeah.
And everything last week, which was really awesome. We got some nice feedback with that. People
got great feedback.
People were enjoying that. A lot of people were upset that I didn't include any Harry Potter.
Yeah, you should have. That was the first thing I said. Harry also,
I honestly like forgot that there were dragons in Harry Potter.
How did you forget that?
Because I wasn't that into Harry Potter.
But
I
read the first three books. Falcor on your list.
Because the never-ending story is great. That is not the worst dragon. I also got feedback about that too. And people love Falcor.
I got some feedback about that too. Falcor would, if there was a battle between dragons, Falcor would die immediately. He would get defeated in battle.
Look, you don't define
Mushu would defeat
how
Falcor.
Good. Yeah, first of all, Mushu would not.
Yes, he would.
Defeat anyone.
Because he turns into the giant ancient dragon.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that part.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't think you can just define a dragon's greatness off of whether or not they would win battle.
I think you can. I think it's a heavy part of what makes a dragon sweet.
But like, then the dragons from Game of Thrones would just destroy all of them.
No, that's why Toothless is so awesome, because he's a vicious like dragon, but he's also awesome at the same time.
But he's also awesome. He's vicious and awesome.
He's vicious and awesome.
And
but he can protect you. He's like medium size.
But the Game of Thrones dragon. Well, have you ever seen that size chart where they compare dragon
it's
sizes?
It's bigger than Godzilla.
It's huge. It's bigger than everything. Bigger than everything.
I think it's bigger than Mount Everest.
By far.
It's like a mountain. Yeah, it's like a mountain. It's like a full-scale mountain that's bigger.
It would destroy everything.
Well, that's not fair, then. That thing definitely wouldn't survive. How much would that have to eat?
Yeah, seriously. It couldn't fly either.
Hmm. Well, it got taken down. Well.
But also, to get back to last week's conversation, I remember you were saying that dragons have to fly, and that's just not true.
I said I felt like dragons had to fly, and I stand by that.
None of the Chinese dragons, the traditional Chinese dragons, fly.
Don't they, like, float, though?
Do they?
They, like, float through the air, like, softly.
That's not flying.
But it's some sort of...
Mushu damn sure couldn't fly.
He could when he turned into that ancient... All right, whatever. I don't know about this. There's some kind of... There's controversy about whether or not dragons can fly.
Whatever.
I still contend that Godzilla is not really a dragon, though. That I will take to the grave. More of a T-Rex dinosaur.
I disagree.
Different family of...
I disagree. But what was your top 10 list that you wanted to break into this week? What do you got?
I'm excited about this top 10 list because I got a conversation about this category at work, because this is something I don't... It's a food category.
Okay.
Top 10 list. Cereals. Breakfast cereals.
Ooh, man.
And I don't really eat breakfast cereal anymore, but I used to love cereal. And
I wish I was prepared for this. Oh, my God.
We were going through lists and lists and lists at work.
There's so many good cereals.
I know. That's why this top 10 list was actually like really hard, because there are so many good cereals. And even the order of these lists of my top 10 is like... Could give or take a few places because, you know.
All right, let's break into it. What do you got here?
Number 10, Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, okay. Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Cocoa Puffs barely made it to the top 10 list, but I loved it as a child. Don't know if I'd buy any now.
I don't know if I would put Cocoa Puffs on my list.
Okay.
Well, at any point. See, I want to reserve my judgment. Yeah,
reserve the judgment.
Until after I see what else is on this list.
I think
list.
We could all agree that Cocoa Puffs is a cereal, though, unlike how Godzilla's Dragon. And...
I mean...
Number 9. Rice Krispies regular.
Is cereal a soup?
I guess it could be considered a soup, I guess. But it's not cooked. I guess soups don't have to be cooked. I mean,
gazpacho isn't cooked.
I thought it was cooked and then cooled. Is it just thrown together?
I thought so. I've never made it.
We'll look into that.
No, all right. We can breathe. But, okay, wait. What was number 9?
Rice Krispies.
Just regular Rice Krispies?
Regular Rice Krispies.
Oh.
You don't like regular Rice Krispies?
I do, but I don't know if they're top 10.
What's your milk to cereal ratio? Are you an overflow? Were you a heavy pour on milk or barely any?
Heavy pour.
Me too.
I'm a heavy pour.
Pour on milk.
Always too much milk.
Oh, yeah.
Every single time.
I did that
for my entire life to this the very day.
I remember seeing some people that they put barely a splash on it. They're basically just eating like, first you're going to cut up your whole mouth with that
I gotta
dry
get
cereal.
A good solid milk to cereal ratio in every scoop.
My move was that I would put a ton of milk in the first bowl and eat the cereal, and then I would have enough milk for my second bowl. But then, the milk's all sugary and delicious.
Yeah, that's great.
All right,
that's fantastic.
Number 8, Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops is good.
I
eat tons of Fruit Loops.
The blue ones are the best. Fruit Loops.
What?
Number 7.
Don't they all taste the same?
Except the blue ones, they're delicious. Number 7.
I don't know.
Cookie
That's
Crisp.
True. Ooh, Cookie Crisp.
Now this
Cookie
was actually
Cookie Crisp.
I was gonna put it a
this
little.
This is controversial.
I know. Why? Because it's too high on the list.
I think
too
it's a little
low
too
on
high.
The list. I mean,
it's a little too high on the list.
Or low.
High.
Well, it's on the bottom of the list, I guess. Or it's on the
It shouldn't be where it is. It should be all lower. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what
I thought that too until I came across some of these other ones. Number 6, Rice Krispie treat cereal.
Yeah. See, this is what I was going to mention when you said Rice Krispies, and then I refrained because I thought you might still put Rice Krispie treat cereal on it. I think that's that is a top 3 cereal for me personally.
There was a long period of time where you couldn't find it anywhere.
I know, right?
I think in high school or something, we figured out that it was at Walmart.
It was at that super Walmart
Walmart.
They only built when we were in high school.
Yeah, that's
too.
Right. Yeah. Man, we're old. All right, number 5, right. Honey Nut Cheerios.
I love some Honey Nut Cheerios.
I can't eat them anymore. They don't agree with me.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Too much oat or something?
Too
it's
much
like
oat?
It gives me crippling stomach pain.
Wow,
I don't
that
know
sucks.
Why. So I had to stop eating.
I eat oatmeal every morning.
I think it has to do with the honey and sugar mixed with the oat or something. Because I can still eat oatmeal.
That's weird.
I know.
So can't you?
Number 4.
Number 4.
Reese Puffs cereal.
Ooh, Reese Puffs.
I ate a lot
that
of Reese Puffs.
That is also, I think, in the top 3 for me.
Number 3. All right, top 3. This might be controversial. This is almost my favorite cereal because I ate so much of it. Frosted Flakes.
Oh, Frosted Flakes is good.
Love
I love
Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes. I really haven't had a bowl of Frosted Flakes in forever.
Yeah,
and
either.
I contend that the leftover milk from Frosted Flakes is the best tasting leftover milk out of all the cereal.
I would 100% agree with that. It's so sugared
it's
up.
It's so good.
I'm excited because I'm going to be spending all next week in a hotel, and usually those continental breakfasts always have
like some Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, so I'm going to get
or Fruit Loops.
Yeah, they usually. Yeah, that's true. I'm going to have both probably. Number 2, Peanut Butter Crunch. Captain Crunch, Peanut Butter
Ooh,
Crunch.
Ooh, interesting. Okay.
Loved that cereal. I'm a big fan of peanut butter. If anyone hasn't noticed by the amount of peanut butter
I'm talking. I'm a standard berries guy.
All right.
I am Captain Crunch berries all fucking day.
That might be my least favorite cereal.
Oh my god.
I never
what?
Liked that one. And Kix, I hated Kix too.
Kix with berries?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I never liked it. It's
oh
berries.
My god.
I think it's the berries.
The berries ones was the best one.
Know,
regular Kix was lame.
All right, number 1. Berries. Number 1 favorite cereal.
I've got problems with this.
Honey Bunches of Oats are my favorite.
Ooh,
cereal.
Honey Bunches of Oats. That's a great one.
And I didn't really want to put it as its own because it's kind of a cheat, but they also make Just Bunches, and that's also a phenomenal cereal.
Oh,
but
Just Bunches.
I like classic Honey Nut Bunches of Oats with the almonds. That's my
wow.
What did I say? Honey Nut
Bunches. Honey Nut Bunches of Oats.
Honey
the honey one?
Honey Bunches of Oats
or
with
the almonds. Oh, with the almond slices.
Yeah, with the almond slices. delicious.
That's a great list.
And kind of an adult cereal. It's more adult.
It is adult.
I could eat Honey Bunches of Oats on public and not feel like a child.
Yeah, but still have that great feeling of a child eating cereal.
Yeah. Also, I don't care. I'm at the point where I don't give a shit whatever anyone's thinking about if I'm eating cereal in public.
Yeah. Where are you eating cereal in public, by the way?
I will be in this hotel, bro.
I don't think I've really ever eaten cereal in, like, public.
You know, eating cereal at a hotel or something? Like, at that, like, the breakfast?
No, nah, man, I'm getting morning. That hot food. Them bagels.
But not all hotels have that hot food. Some only have continental, where it's, like, bagels and muffins and stuff.
Yeah, I usually go with, like, the bagels, typically. Because I don't really eat bagels, typically.
I don't know why, as kids, we were eating cereal as breakfast. This is a terrible breakfast.
It's fortified with a bunch of shit.
It is not fortified with anything.
It's totally fortified with a bunch of, like...
Well, it shouldn't be. It's a dessert.
Like, if you look at them, and you look at, like, the ingredients and stuff, it's always, like, 100% vitamin A and vitamin C and D. Like, because they fortify that shit with... I mean, it's not good. The sugar content level is terrible for
you. Well, you think about it. You're going to crash so hard. If you wake up and eat a bowl, you're getting all that sugar from the milk, that lactose, and then you're getting all that sugar from the cereal. So you're going to make it to, like... By the time you get to first period in school, you're going to crash out hard.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, most of the stuff that we would be eating as kids... I mean, I ate a lot of oatmeal when I was a kid. But, like, other stuff, like Pop-Tarts.
Oh, yeah.
Toaster strudels.
90s kids made it through, like, we survived cereal. Some weird, like, food science. Like, all those dyes and extreme stuff that they were making back then.
They were doing a lot of pumping of some artificial-ass shit.
Pop-Tarts Extreme! Like, the wild berry ones. And, like,
bright blue colors.
Gushers and Fruit Loops. Everything had that dye in it. Yeah. Like, what is happening?
Yeah.
So, anyway. But well, now we bounce back. Now everyone's healthy.
I'm going to have... you have some notable omissions from that list.
Okay, all right, let's hear it.
There's the original Trix that still came.
Yeah, the original Trix, not that ball one.
No,
that they
no,
made.
Screw that.
That was terrible.
That's dead to me.
Me too.
Fruity Pebbles.
Ooh, never liked Fruity Pebbles.
Oh my God, never liked Fruity Pebbles.
Because every once in a while you get that one pebble that felt like a pebble in your mouth, but it was so hard you thought it was gonna break your tooth.
That's true. That is true. That's you get one of those a box.
No. No. One of those at least a bowl. You get one of those a box. It's so rough.
Raisin Bran Crunch.
All right. Yeah. That's a good one. I even like classic Raisin Bran.
Yeah, right. Me too. Frosted Cheerios.
Ooh. Okay.
Those were really good. Yeah. Those were good. Apple cinnamon Cheerios were fire too.
I missed that. Okay, I'll admit that. Those are amazing. I missed that.
Cheerios,
but I didn't like Apple Jacks.
Ooh, I love Apple Jacks. I forgot about Apple Jacks. Do they still make that shit?
I would probably.
That bright green. So. I haven't seen a box of Apple Jacks in forever.
There were two.
I don't think they still make that.
There were two that I was gonna put on my list that I didn't. That were really close though. Sugar Smacks.
I never liked Sugar Smacks.
Okay, and Corn Puffs.
Corn Puffs. Oh, I never really
fucked with... Or Corn Pops. Gotta have my Pops.
I didn't really fuck with Pops that much.
That was another one where every once in a while you get a bite and it would
Waffle Crisp.
Waffle Crisp.
That cereal was the ish.
I forgot about Waffle
Crisp. That cereal was so good.
Dang, I forgot about that completely.
Yeah.
Do they run cereal commercials anymore? I don't think so.
Because
we're not watching those.
We're not that targeting, yeah. None of that shit. I'm not just sitting around watching like Cartoon Network or whatever.
Gotta have my Pops, bitch.
I just.
That's what they said.
And there's probably other ones. I mean, like the whole family of Count Chocula, Boo Berry, and Frankenberry.
I never really got. My parents didn't really buy those.
So good. But there's a lot. There's so many cereals. There's more cereals out now. Like I was just at the grocery store.
Oh yeah.
The other day in Hostess. Has like a powdered donut cereal, which I'm like, so
what?
Powdered donuts are not healthy enough.
No.
Oreo O's were a solid cereal, and I think
Oreo O's were good.
And I think that's it. But that's so many cereals.
There's a ton.
Did you ever eat Alphabets when you were a kid?
Alphabet
cereal?
No, I ate like Alphabet soup.
Okay,
but not the cereal.
Nice. But yeah, that's a lot.
What kind of cereal was Alphabets?
It was basically just like frosted, like cereal, but they were all in letters.
Were you a Lucky Charms kid?
Ooh, I also like Lucky Charms. Mm. That's the one I forgot.
I didn't like Lucky Charms.
Bucks with Lucky Charms.
And then they had the just
they had
Malos.
All now Malos. Yeah,
that's terrible. That's awful.
Talk about sugar overload.
I don't even drink milk. Like I don't drink milk now. Do you drink milk?
No, not just to drink milk. Not usually.
Yeah.
Only times I have milk now is
like a recipe?
Like, well, yeah, if it's like in something. Right. I'll have a bowl of cereal every now and then.
Okay.
And that's pretty, or like if I have like a chocolate chip cookie or something, which is rare.
Yeah.
It's usually only around the holidays when I have like cookies.
Yeah, right.
To me, and I'll eat that with milk. But I don't really drink milk like that.
I'm pretty sure I've developed some sort of lactose intolerance, or like, because I don't really consume that much milk, you know? Mm. And I don't mean lactose, like all, I guess just milk. Yeah, lactose.
Yeah.
But like, because I had ice cream for the first time a while back, and it had been a while since I had ice, and I got a horrible stomach ache. I think it was right around when we were talking about Ben and Jerry's on the pod one day.
Oh, okay.
And like, it's so rich.
And then you went and ate an entire plant.
Yeah. It's too rich. Yeah.
It's real rich. It's so much.
I'm not supposed
to be. Have you ever had those cores? The Ben and Jerry core?
Mm-mm. What's that?
Oh my God. It's like,
what is it?
I don't even know, like, it's like an extra, like, core of, like, cookie dough or something, like,
oh,
in the
what
middle.
What do you mean a core? Oh,
I'm going to have to show you.
It's an additional, it's like center? In the mid,
yeah, it's like this additional, like, center that's just dank.
Oh, you just buy the center?
No, I'll show you this. This is actually probably a good time.
Okay, let's show you. All right.
Oh, right.
Pop, pop.
And now we're going to do a little segment that I like to call WTF.
WTF, mate.
And WTF is pretty much just news stories that couldn't even categorize, don't know where these fit into the social scheme of things, but they're just very weird stories that interested us that we thought they might interest you. The first one that I had was that there is a new art installation in the African desert that is going to play Toto's Africa for the rest of the foreseeable future.
Oh, is this why you were just singing?
This is why I was just singing. Why is Africa?
It's an art piece, you say?
Yeah, it's an art installation. Like, there's pictures of it. It's just like a little computer out in the middle of the desert on this pedestal that's just blasting.
Okay, blasting.
That's gonna give Africa over and over and over again for forever.
No, it's not gonna be forever. That's gonna be a little bit until someone gets sick of hearing that.
Well, there's no one really. There's no one around.
Oh, it's like a desolate area.
Yeah, yeah, it's a desolate area. It's the middle of the desert. Gotcha. In the southern coast of Africa. And it's a solar-powered MP3 player that plays Africa on an endless loop.
Oh my gosh.
Which is just like, I mean, WTF, mate. I don't really know what the fuck is going on with that. That's just
interesting
weird.
Art. I mean, it's getting a lot of buzz, you know, I guess. I'm not going to look at it. I don't want to hear it. I love Toto's song, but I'm not going to listen to it.
It's just going to be there forever until the sands slowly drift over it. And it just will be there. Yeah, people will find it probably like 1,000 years in the future. Yeah. They're like, what the fuck is this?
Maybe.
And it's going to be, it's just going to be like this thing that like is unearthed, like these three perfect square things.
Maybe there'll be some kind of desert storm and like knock it out.
And it's going to be like Stonehenge or something where it was just
I think
so
we're giving
ago.
It too much credit.
No, I'm just saying, like, when people see this, like, forever, because it's just going to be
That's
there.
What I'm saying. I don't think it's going to last that long.
What do you think's going to happen?
I have no idea, but I don't know. I don't know all the background. I don't know what kind of structure this is going to be. I mean, are they making it from stone? Because if they are, then maybe. But if it's just going to be some, like,
I mean, I'm not totally aluminum. Sure. I mean, it'll probably be destroyed by just the natural elements that come with it. I just thought that was, like, super weird.
It's definitely
like,
interesting.
They're like, it's an art installation, but like nobody can actually go to it and see it really unless you like seriously journey.
I guess. See, like, oh, okay. I guess that's why they want to do it, so that no one takes
Kevin
it down.
A picture of it right now. So there's like this one big box that's surrounded by
like
six
solar?
More boxes that are just blasting Toto.
Oh, okay.
He's blasting it out.
Well, it's definitely going to get a lot of sun for the solar energy.
Well, right.
So, cool, man.
That's really weird.
I mean, I'm into it, I guess.
Yeah, I don't really know what to say about it other than WTF.
Yeah.
You had a story.
Yes.
I believe. What did you have?
I had a story about a 48-year-old man in Vietnam who was dying of alcohol poisoning, and the way they were able to save him was by putting a feeding tube in him and pumping 15 cans of beer into his body.
What? Wait. How does that help him?
The 48-year-old Vietnamese man who is a heavy alcoholic dying of alcohol poisoning, and I guess that, you know, they didn't like instantly pump 15 into him. They did it over the course of some time,
right?
But I guess it was a way of like keep, because I think alcohol, I'm pretty sure alcohol poisoning is the only one withdrawal. I mean, not alcohol poisoning. Alcohol withdrawal is the only one you can die from. Like, I don't even think you can die from heroin withdrawal.
You can die from heroin withdrawal. I don't think it has to be like a heavy. You have to have like a very heavy.
No, I think that's the whole. Because I think
I might be wrong.
What was Rehab? That was a great documentary too.
I never saw it.
The woman. What was her name? The singer.
I saw Celebrity Rehab.
No, the singer. VH1. They're gonna take me to rehab, singer.
Oh.
Dang it.
Oh.
It's a great documentary.
Oh, why am I blanking on her name right now? Why are we both blanking?
Man.
Why are we both so bad? There's looking, people yelling at us.
I know. I'm sorry, people. Amy Winehouse. Dang.
We both came up with the same
thing. All right. There was a documentary, Amy, but they think that it was her alcohol withdrawal that killed her, not the...
Oh, really? That I didn't hear.
All right. So anyway, they pumped it into him slowly, I guess just the shock of it. But it kept him alive. That was quick thinking. I wonder where they got all the beer from.
Mm-hmm.
Because... I guess hospitals have a lot of beer.
Why would hospitals have a lot of beer?
Having functions and things like that.
What functions?
Oh, Hopkins used to have functions all the time.
With beer?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, in the bottom, they have, like, randomly, be like, going down there, and there'd be people in, like, suits and tuxes, and they're having, like, some event. I'd be like, what is this?
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
At the hospital.
Yeah, it would be, like, on more, not, like, the... It'd be more on the, like, office wing section.
Right. Like, I was assuming it was having by the ER.
Yeah, that's right. You know, doctors come in and out. But
that's a crazy story.
Yeah. You know, it's tough.
That's kind of sad for him.
I feel bad for that guy. Hopefully he gets a new lease on life.
Hopefully he gets the help that he needs.
Yeah, he needs
so desperately.
He should probably get some help. Hopefully he got that.
All right, so I have another WTF story.
Okay.
So this man in Dublin, and he visited the doctors. Excuse me, sorry. So he went to the doctor. He's complaining of kind of like severe back pain and couldn't really figure out why. So he goes, talks to the doctors, and they notice this giant swelling in his right forearm that looked like that was infected. And the doctors are actually like, what's going on, blah, blah. Come to find out that this man had been injecting himself in the back or in the arm with semen to help his back pain.
Why the
with
arm?
Human semen.
Into
the bloodstream. So,
you know.
So naturally, his right arm became infected with cellulitis as a result of the bizarre habit that, believe it or not, was his own idea. He didn't get this from anywhere. He just came up with it on his own.
Why? I just don't even understand why you would think for a second that that's a good idea. First of all, how about we don't inject stuff into our veins?
18 consecutive months he was doing that.
18
consecutive months.
I'm surprised he didn't, like, lose his arm.
I'm surprised he didn't die, or something, or lose his arm, right.
Oh my
exactly.
God, maybe it was working. Maybe it was working really well, and then he just started, like... getting sloppy and using
he
dirty
devised
needles.
This cure independent of any medical advice. I don't know what the hell happened, but
well, it doesn't seem good.
I don't think it was working.
He's lucky he didn't get like a blood infection.
He's
or something.
Lucky he still has his arm, or he's still alive even.
Yeah, really. That would be not.
He
a
has
good
no
way to
medical go. Background. He just bought a sterilized needle.
Of course,
like,
he
online.
Doesn't. If he had,
he just starts injecting semen in himself.
You know, that's of course he has no medical background. He's injecting semen into his arm. You know, that's just terrible. Oh, follow up to that. Alcohol, benzo, and opiate withdrawals can all be life-threatening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
So,
all that stuff.
That's settled.
That's not good. Did you have that one story about the 200 UFO reports?
Yes, I do. You got it right here.
That's insane.
So this was last year, or for the year of 2018, nearly 200 reports of UFOs were made in Washington, Idaho. Which I'm a little unclear if this is
Washington and Idaho states. There was 200 reports of UFO activity.
Yeah, Washington State and Idaho. So I'm thinking maybe some kind of like
who is aircraft testing. Who are these people? Like, who? What is this database?
There, apparently, there's like people just call 911 and then then they log it as a call or whatever, and then they can pull that data. But apparently, it's been like way higher than like a normal amount of calls.
In Idaho and Washington State, that's interesting.
They must have been testing jets at like top secret jets or something out there, or drones,
There's aliens.
Oh, or there's aliens. Probably aliens. All right, maybe we shouldn't even talk about this on the podcast. I saw a real life drone out here the other day.
Wait, why can't we talk about it?
I don't know. Who knows?
Who do you think's listening? There is a weird sound.
There is a helicopter outside. But
no,
it was.
I remember you were saying that there was a drone that you saw like flying.
It was like a full military drone. I'm assuming it was a military drone. It wasn't like a. It wasn't like one of the a drone you see some guy at the park, you know, using to take pictures or whatever. It was a huge drone with a lot of lights, but it was moving way too. Well, it was too low to be a plane, obviously, or a helicopter because it was like really quiet,
right?
You know. But it was on that windy day we had last week where it was like crazy windy and it was just cutting right through.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah. I got so freaked out.
That's kind of weird.
I mean, they were probably just, it could have been anything. It could have been like a weather or like surveying the landscape or something.
It could have been the military.
But it could have been the military.
Or the third kind.
The third kind.
Isn't that what like aliens are called?
No, the fourth kind.
Oh, the fourth.
No, wait, the fourth kind is contact with aliens, I think.
What was that Steven Spielberg movie? Close Encounters with the
Third Dimension.
Third kind.
But there was a movie called The Fourth also. Hold on, I'll look up the
different things.
I don't
think you're right.
There was a movie. It was with Mila Jovovich. And
Mila Jokovic?
I don't think that's right either. I don't think it's Jokovic.
Are you sure?
No, obviously I'm not sure, but I don't think that was it.
Look it up.
All right, Mila
Jokovic. This is fantastic pod stuff.
Yeah, sorry about this, people.
Also, I'm sure like...
Jovovich.
I don't even think I know who you're talking about anymore.
The woman from Resident Evil.
I thought it was Mila Jokovic.
Listen, I don't know.
Jokovic.
It was called The Fourth Kind, the movie she was in.
Oh, okay.
And they explained it. It was like a fake documentary type
about
movie.
Possibly meeting the third kind.
It was a super scary movie. It was about like these people were going through hypnosis because they were all like having terrible dreams and stuff, and they all these people were seeing owls in the middle of the night, and then they realized that the owls were just the aliens' way of like not crushing a human's mind by seeing something that they couldn't comprehend, so they just showed him an owl. But during the Mila Jovovich hypnosis sessions, it all came out and they all like burst and like freaked out and started speaking like weird languages and stuff.
Are you serious?
It was a great movie.
That's weird.
Well, I saw it a
long time. Was it a great movie?
I love alien movies.
I've never heard it.
It was great.
Well, that's good. WTF though to that story. I wonder why it's so high in those areas.
I could only imagine that they're doing testing, like drone or jet testing, or maybe, I don't know, Washington's kind of, is that hippie-ish? I don't know, people, mountainous, I don't really know.
Interesting, I don't know. Do hippies see UFOs?
I don't know, I guess people on drugs or whatever.
The last thing I wanted to get to for this WTF segment. And it's something that actually I have a larger problem with, and it has to do with anti-vaxxers.
Oh, wait, can we Frisbee pause this real quick? I did get a breakdown of what the first, second, and third, fourth, and fifth kinds are.
Oh, let's hit me with it.
When a person sees a UFO within 150 meters, it's an encounter of the first kind. Okay. When an encounter with a UFO in the sky or on the ground leaves evidence behind, such as scorch marks, it's an encounter of the second kind. When an encounter is with visible occupants inside the UFOs, you can see the aliens. That's the third kind. Fourth kind is a person being taken for experimentation. That's what was going on in that movie I was talking about.
Gotcha.
Because they all realized they were being like probed. And then fifth kind is direct communication between aliens and humans.
Oh.
So far yet unconfirmed.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
No shit.
But
no one's had fifth kind.
We don't know that. We can't say that for sure.
I'm saying that.
Well, you can say that.
Well, maybe the ancient Egyptians. But that's it.
Flowing. Yeah. They may have.
But yes. Oh, so yeah, my last story for this WTF segment, WTF. Anti-vaxxers, basically, some of the worst types of people going on in this life. So a person was infected with measles because they were never vaccinated or anything. And it was a child that their parents brought them to a Portland Trailblazers home game.
Oh my gosh.
In Oregon, Portland Trailblazers, the NBA team. And the outbreak has left at least 22 people ill this month in the neighborhood, like around that area or within like Washington State.
Yeah.
Contagious people also went, and people can like carry this without breaking out. So like contagious people went to the Portland airport as well as the hospitals, schools, stores, churches. Like anybody that was at this basketball game had potentially contact.
These
with
stories
this
aren't even what the fuck. These just make me straight furious because it's like this
so
stuff.
Stupid.
These didn't just like go away. It's like, oh, we beat it. It's gone. It's like people are vaccinated against it. So it's like, you know, but if you, and then there's certain points where kids, like there's a time frame of age where you can't even get vaccinations yet. So you're just exposed to assholes that aren't vaccinating their kids.
So of the 22 people with confirmed cases, 21 were children. 18 had not been immunized.
Jeez.
And it was unclear whether the remaining three were. They just didn't know. Which I'm assuming they probably weren't.
Yeah. Dang. Measles, huh? What are the symptoms of measles?
I don't know. It's not good.
Yeah, it's definitely not good. I mean, I don't know what a measles
What did, what did FDR have?
Polio.
Oh, that was polio.
Yeah. Dude, kids don't even get, you don't even have to get chicken pox anymore.
Really?
Yeah, they have vaccine. Like, my little sister didn't get chicken pox. She won't ever have chicken pox.
No shit.
I guess she could maybe get shingles.
Shingles.
Oh, no, I think you have to get chicken pox. I don't forget how that
works. No, if you have chicken pox, you don't get shingles. I thought that's how it works. Shingles is part of the, I don't know.
They're definitely related.
They're definitely related.
All right, let's, all I know is that one of my earliest memories of, like, life, just remembering as a child, was me waking up in the morning and being so, this is probably why I remember it, because it was so like traumatizing, was just being in complete pain from my chicken pox and itching it. My eye was crusted shut.
Ooh, I don't remember. Honestly, I remember getting chicken pox, but I don't remember it being super bad. But I remember taking those like oatmeal baths and shit.
Oh yeah, I took, I remember those too. All right.
Which is wild.
Do you want to know what the symptoms
of
measles are?
Yeah, what the hell is measles? I'm not trying to get that shit.
Measles are, it's a childhood infection caused by virus, also called rubella. I knew what that was, but I didn't know it was the same thing. Symptoms. Fever, dry cough, runny nose, sore throat, inflamed eyes, / conjunctivitis. Tiny white spots with bluish white centers on a red background found inside the mouth and the inner lining of the cheek.
Oh, God.
And skin rashes of large flat blotches that often flow into one another.
Ew.
Oh, man.
Dude, that's fucking gross.
Yeah.
I'm not about that life.
Yeah.
Like whatsoever.
Yep. That's no good.
Immunize your kids, people. Come on.
Yeah.
What are y'all doing out there? That's just wild.
Nah, dude. It's the government. Whatever. I forget.
Yeah,
what
like, what are people's reasoning for not? Like, they think it's giving their kids autism?
Yeah, autism and other government control or whatever. Population control. Okay.
But yeah, let's have your kids with measles who's infecting like thousands and thousands, if not millions of other people. Sure.
There was a Reddit post and it was like a screenshot of a Facebook thing. So it could have very well been fake. It probably was fake, but it was still funny. And it was like this anti-vax person posting like, could someone point me in the direction that of some research and documentation that shows that anti-vaccination is better than vaccinating your kids, because I can't find any and I want to prove my point. And someone just commented like, well, if you can't find any research on it, it's probably not a good sign.
Yeah, that means there isn't any.
And I was laughing.
Good research on it.
I was like, dang, I'm glad I got it.
I want to prove my point.
Yeah, you just want to prove your
nonsensical point. Nonsensical whatever.
Did you ever have to get the double vaccinations at the same time? One time I had to get two shots at the same
time. I can read minds. Can anyone show me a scientific article that says I can read minds? I can't see the front. Like, that's just stupid.
One time, though, I did. This was in my 20s. I had to get the pneumonia. There's a pneumonia vaccine.
Okay.
And
I don't know if I got that. I think should I have gotten that?
Well, I got it because I have sinus issues and also asthma, so my doctor recommended it.
Right.
Man, first of all, you know how when you get a flu shot or a tetanus shot and your arm is sore the next day?
Yeah.
This was beyond that. This was like someone spent the whole night punching my arm.
Oh.
And then I woke up and I had all these lines, like dark lines going up my arm from like the site going up towards my like armpit.
Oh my God.
And I like immediately called my doctor.
She's yeah,
like,
right, right.
She's like, trace him with a Sharpie. But, and so I had, I had to trace him and go, because apparently it's just going up to your like blood, like lymph nodes, I guess.
Right,
but
right.
You only apparently have to worry if it's going towards your heart. So if you see those dark lines going towards your heart, your heart pumping that badness in.
Oh, God.
But that was fine. That was good.
Well, thank God.
I survived.
That sounds super fucking threatening.
Never got pneumonia.
Life-threatening. Yeah.
But I'm not sure if it's like a real vaccine or if it's like a flu vaccine where it lasts.
I thought the pneumonia was like a type of like flu.
Yeah, I think you would have to get it often because it's just a change, maybe. I don't have any medical background.
Yeah, me neither.
Sorry for the tangent, people. Podcast people.
But that's WTF. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
And we are back. Just to close out everything, I think we're going to do what is slowly becoming a regular on the show. But our grind, my gears segment.
Grinding my gears.
Something that has been bothering us the past week or forever, or something that we just want to get off our chest because it's pretty annoying. It's something that grinds our gears.
Grinds
and
that
Kevin has
gear.
One this week. I didn't know if you want to go first or you want me to go first.
I would love to go first. I have one that's a serious grind. I was reminded of how much it grinds my gears.
Please.
People who don't put away their shopping carts in the parking lot of a grocery store. They have those corral things everywhere.
they like, are everywhere.
I almost, the reason it reminded me of grinding my gear is because I went to the grocery store the other day on my lunch break, and I had to freaking dodge a stray cart that got blown by the wind, you know, because someone just, they loaded up their trunk and just left it there, you know, right by the curb or whatever.
Right, right.
And then this thing just started busting down towards me.
Oh, yeah, with like, the wind out there, sure.
And then you can't, like, swerve really in a tiny parking lot and stuff, so I just had to, like, maneuver. Luckily, it did not hit me.
Oh,
I was like,
God. That's
just such a lazy thing to do. They have those things every, like, 10 feet.
Those things are everywhere.
Oh, man.
It's impossible to miss them. They're all over parking lots at every grocery store.
It's just, it's rude.
Every Target.
It's rude
and
lazy, and I hate you.
It's super rude.
So put away your freaking carts. Most of the time, people are close enough where they could just bring them back into the little lobby thing, but they don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I rarely do that either. I'm just saying. I don't leave it on the curb right there.
No, it's a dick move. I don't understand people that can't just take that one little bit.
Yeah.
Just some people just don't give any fucks.
Actually,
at all.
I tend to not even grocery shop to the point where I need a cart. I usually like
I'm a basket guy.
Yeah, I'm a basket person.
I grab a basket.
Well, I enjoy going to the grocery store, so I go frequently. Like a small frequent trips.
I do that a lot.
Yeah.
Here and there.
Yeah, here and
bits
there.
Bits and pieces. No, I totally get that.
Like, I don't normally do like one large trip. Like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, where I'm spending like $100 on just like ton of everything, just stock up
right.
The kitchen. I mean, I guess that might be a smart way to do it.
It's probably
the smart way. I'm like always going to the store and I'm like, well, I just need some meat.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I did. Yeah.
It's like, oh, I need some cheese.
Yeah.
And like get a couple things.
Get a couple things. Like, I do that too.
I do that. I don't know if that's better, but.
Yeah, I don't know which way is better. What are your shopping habits, people out there?
Yeah, add us at ThreadLats.
Yeah, tell us your shopping
or
problems.
Anyway,
what's your gear that you're grinding?
So you know what's been grinding my gears? And I actually had, before today, even like more than a few hours ago, I had a different one that I was going to do. But I wanted to do something that, because it was very, very topical. So at my job, we're doing this weekly video, like group conference thing. It's like a trading thing, basically to get us to improve interpersonal communication within the workplace and everything. So it's a pretty participatory like interaction that right. And everybody's like on their camera, on their computer, so we're all seeing each other.
Oh, it's not like an in-person meeting. It's
no
web.
No, it's okay. All web, so gotcha. Everybody's at their own like computer. A WebEx meeting. Some people are at their house, the other people are in the office or whatever.
I'd be more inclined to speak in a thing like that,
right? Exactly. Well, that's what I'm getting to. So there's 15 people like in this video conference with the guy who's heading it, and he's a very nice guy, very personable and everything, but there's a lot of back and forth, a lot of questions being asked on our thoughts and like, how should we approach this situation, how should we approach that situation. And it's basically me and this other girl are the only two people that are participating in this whole thing, and he'll like ask a question,
yeah, like,
and,
what
it will just be freaking 14 blank faces, and I'm looking at all these faces because it's a video thing and they're all popping up.
What types of questions are they asking? Is it like team building type questions? Like, not how do you feel?
Not even. It's like if you're about to go into having like a tough conversation mm-hmm. with someone that might get a little heated, like how would you approach it, like what mindset?
Oh, okay.
And I'm just like,
gotcha.
Or like what, or like if you're in a heated conversation, like let's say, like his example is like if you and your like partner are in a
significant other
are having like a disagreement, like oh and yeah. he used how often like do y'all want to have like sex or whatever to kind of loosen it up.
Okay.
People can get like loose.
Maybe that made everyone uncomfortable.
No, like because it's pretty loose. Like there's a lot of cursing.
That sounds like y'all are too loose. Sounds like you guys don't.
Not in the office.
Sounds
place.
Like
well,
you guys
that's
are frigid.
My thing.
You guys are frigid.
That's my thing.
Maybe you guys need some alcohol to loosen up.
We drink regularly. And
we didn't drink for this though.
No, we're not going to drink for corporate training.
Oh, this is corporate training.
Yeah.
But, yeah. You know, those types of questions are so easy to draw from, too, because especially when you're working in a customer-facing position, like, you could pick anything. You could make something up,
I'm
really.
Just sick of being the only fucking person that says anything any of this. I'm looking at 14 blank faces staring back, and no one's saying anything. He's just, like, waiting for
someone to say
anything.
But you're part of the problem, too, because those people are like, oh, this dude's going to talk the whole time. I don't have to say anything.
Yeah, I know.
Or you should just stop.
But I go to them. I've been telling them for the past 2 weeks. I'm like, say more. Say more.
That's
it's really annoying. I'm tired of being the only person that talks.
Say
they
it
laugh
during
at
the
it.
Meeting.
And like,
they laugh.
Well, it's pretty
they're not taking
obvious.
You serious
no,
at
nobody
all.
Takes it serious. Well, I'm tired. I'm tired of it. It's so freaking annoying.
Well,
it doesn't take that much to, like, if somebody's just asking a normal question.
See, I normally...
just say a normal freaking answer. And I know it sucks and not everybody wants to do it, but you know what sucks more is when everybody's not doing anything? That's when it starts to really drag. When no one's participating and
you're
no
right.
one's saying
anything. But then it gets awkward. But see, I know what you... I usually hate those... I always hate those corporate training things and, like, the corporate culture type events or whatever. But... if I got to do mine on a web thing like that, I would definitely participate more than in a in-person one, especially if it's only like 15 people.
Right, and it's not like all of us know each other, and we talk regularly. And
yeah, that's weird.
Like, we curse with each other, and we do all this stuff, and then we are in this freaking group, and everyone's silent. And it's basic-ass questions.
That's weird that everyone would do that.
It's annoying.
Yeah, it's pretty annoying.
It's annoying.
Maybe they're doing it to grind your gears at this point. Actually, I have a new grind my gear.
Oh my god, it's super. We'll save it.
No.
Save it for next week.
No. It's your use of whiteout. I see you use a lot of whiteout on your pages, and I just scratch out normally.
I scratch out normally.
I didn't even know whiteout was still a thing.
I only use whiteout on basically the rundowns for this show. It's because it keeps everything a little bit easily organized and cleaner when I'm going through things. I don't like to have a lot of scratching up. I've noticed when I'm going through these now. I don't like to have everything a little bit more organized.
I don't know how I felt about that whiteout. It bothers me for some reason.
What about it bothers you?
It makes me feel old, kind of, or something. Or like, back in the early aughts or late 90s. I don't know what it is.
Aughts.
Like, I just remember as a kid, I always wanted to use whiteout, but I had nothing to use it on. There's no point. But then, because I was a kid, obviously.
Yeah.
I wasn't like writing.
You weren't doing it.
And I just type everything. I just delete it if I don't need it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I handwrite this.
Yeah, you handwrite it.
Out and everything, because I like to do this. And it's just cleaner if I use white.
Do you remember what you wrote before you whited it out and wrote
what
the fuck
on top? Yeah,
here
I had a different. Yeah, I had a different segment that I was gonna do, but then decided to change it up when I was looking at all the articles.
Interesting.
Instead of just scratching it out and having this messy, like, freaking rundown.
We need a psychology segment on the.
And I'm not like that type of person who's like super I'm not like a super organized or super cleanly person. Like, I don't have to have things in certain orders, but when I do the rundown and I'm doing that for this show, I like to have it a little bit more organized, because I think it focuses things in the podcast.
Organization. Yeah, it's like being in a clean house too. I have a quick question. Have you ever had temps working at your job before? A temporary employee or whatever?
No, not really.
We've had a temp for the past while at our job. And today, I guess yesterday was their last day. And today they're just like, oh, they're not here anymore.
Yeah.
It was very shocking to me, though. Like, I didn't.
That's how temps work.
I know, but I didn't like it. It's just like you get to know the person. You get a little attached. I mean, I didn't really get to know the person, but it's like
you. Did you know they were a temp?
I knew they were a temp, but I assumed they'd been working there for months, so I thought maybe we'd get like, oh, it's my last day. You know what I mean? Something like that. I guess it's awkward for everyone.
He didn't say anything either. Like, he knew.
No,
like,
one said anything. So today we came in and they were like, oh, such and such is gone.
Maybe he's just used to it. Like, do you know how far in advance do you know that'll be your last day when you're a temp?
I don't know. I have no idea how that works. I don't think you know. Honestly, they might just call up and be like, oh, we don't need them anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting. If anybody's a temp out there or has any temp experience, please add us at Threat Lads.
Yeah, I've never been a temp before, so I'm not too sure.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
I guess when you work through this agency, I mean, I'm sure they found the person something immediately, I guess. I hope.
Maybe.
I don't know how that works. Yeah, you know,
it seems very.
All I'm saying, it was shocking to me. I could have used a little bit of a heads up because the person sat right in front of me.
I know you're a person that likes your.
I don't like things changing too much.
Yeah, your repetition.
Yeah.
Your order.
I've got
it. Your routine.
My routine. Yeah.
Exactly.
I've got my routine.
Does the holidays stir out your routine? Do you like it?
No, I love the holidays so much. Okay. That's an exception to the routine rule because that's like a different routine that I'm all about.
Of like a routine of non-routine.
A routine of like bad Santa and then like cookies and Christmas tree and stuff. And then it ends and I got to get it away from me as fast as possible. Like, I put down the tree immediately because it makes it depressed.
Yeah, you can't leave that stuff up too long, because then you're just like, well, why this festiveness just doesn't feel as festive?
There's no meaning behind
anymore.
It.
There's no meaning.
There's someone out there that still puts their tree on. I'm like, it's
Are
almost February out here.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It's longing for something that's like you're just not going to get that feeling.
You're not
anymore. That feeling passes after New Year's Day.
It's gone. It's gone.
All of it's gone.
It's gone. You just gotta like
do it.
Yeah, you can't recapture that feeling of putting up the tree and the ornaments and just being all happy and it's like it's holidays.
Yeah, and like there's upcoming social events and presents and things.
Long weekends.
Right.
Drinking at like noon is acceptable again. You know what I mean?
Any day of the week.
Yeah, any day of the week. And then it's just like. Everyone's
pounding carbs, just things with lots of carbs.
Oh, this is gonna make me sad again.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And it's just going to be cold for the next 2 months.
Yeah, gonna be even colder.
And no, really, anything to look forward to.
Nope.
We can get more into it around the time, but Valentine's Day is pretty whack.
Okay.
And I have some strong feelings on certain things, aspects of that.
I'm indifferent to it. It'd be nice if the guys got a little something.
Well, I mean. We can get into it around Valentine's.
All right.
Because I have some strong thoughts.
All right, we'll get into it. We'll have a Valentine's. A Cupid's themed pod. But that's not for like a month.
Yeah.
3 weeks.
Well, 3 weeks.
3 weeks. It's coming up quick. Order your flowers now, people. Actually, you already ordered them too late.
Right.
You guys should have done it a long time ago. Because then everyone, you know.
Now you're screwed.
It's expensive.
I hope you all have good ideas. Have something planned.
Good luck.
Do you have anything planned?
Always, baby.
So do I.
Always.
All right.
We'll talk about it as it gets closer.
But I guess that'll do it for us this week.
All right.
Do you have anything else you wanted to get to?
Nah.
Nah. Whatever.
Well, Super Bowl in a couple weeks here.
Super Bowl in a couple weeks.
Week and a half.
I can't believe Tom Brady is still making Super Bowls.
Oh, that was actually one of my news things too. Did you see the ref?
We didn't even know each other the first time Tom Brady won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's
we
insane.
We didn't even know each other.
Patrick Mahomes was like not born yet or something. I think.
Really, he was like one or two or something like that.
I said this in our group chat a little while ago, but I'm gonna say it again here on the pod. Like, I wish I didn't hate the Patriots so much, because I know in like 10 or 15 years I'm gonna be like, dang, I wish I could have just like watched and appreciated how ridiculously good Tom
Brady is. But everybody's like that for the most part.
What do you mean?
Most people outside of the Patriots just hate the Patriots.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But some of it's just people being haters. We hate them because of having to constantly play them. It sucks. Right.
It's kind of like the end of Anchorman, where Vince Vaughn's character is helping Will Ferrell's character out of the bear cage, and he's like, I don't like you, but God damn it, I respect you.
Yeah,
like,
that's it.
It's kind of, that's how I feel about Tom Brady.
I think that's how a lot of people feel. That's how people should feel anyway, because he is ridiculous.
We weren't even teenagers when he won his first Super Bowl.
Were we not? What? I thought he was drafted in 2002.
Wasn't that the year that they won the Super Bowl? Wasn't it 2002, 2003 or something?
I don't know. It's whatever. It doesn't matter.
But for everyone out there who stuck with us through this whole podcast, we really appreciate you. We love you all so, so very much. We will come back to y'all next week with a fresh new pod, with fresh new ideas, and fresh new takes.
Fresh.
So
they call me Rear Wheel, baby.
No one calls
rear
you
wheel.
Real Rear Wheel.
It's tough to say.
Nickname.
It's a little tough
you
to
can't
say.
Even say it.
It's a little tough to say. Yeah.
Rear Wheel.
It can be improved upon.
It's so bad. It's so bad. That's
rear
why
wheel.
No one is not going to catch on.
Rear. They just call me Rear, and they drop the wheel. Rear Wheel.
I feel inappropriate doing that.
Okay.
So for Kevin O'Connor, I am Justin Dorsey, and we are the Threat Lads.